can use my works, just as long as you don't stop them up. He hesitated, then added, just make sure you clean them out when you finish using them. To emphasize his point, he stuck the works back down in a glass of water sitting next to him and drew up a dropper full of water. He slowly skeeted it out on the floor, making sure the needle wasn't stopped up before loaning it out. When you return them, Jean, make sure they work as good as they do now. He skeeted some more water out of the needle, showing the woman that his tools weren't stopped up. Porky watched their behavior without any show of emotion. It didn't disturb him to see bloody water skeeted on his floor, since it was already littered with cigarette butts and bloody toilet tissue. The floor of the apartment had pools of blood on it from where addicts had tried to get a hit, but the works had stopped up, and they had pulled the needle out, leaving a flowing trail of blood that dropped down from their arms or necks and settled on the floor. From the accumulation of filth and old, dried-up blood, the house had a reeking odor that was nauseous to anyone who hadn't smelled it before. Jean, a tall, brown-skinned addict who looked 10 years older than her 20 years, grabbed the works out of Joe's outstretched hand. Her face was still attractive, but one could discern marks of dissipation in it. Her lips were drawn down in a perpetual dope-fiend frown. Porky wet his huge, blubberish lips in anticipation. Jean was one of the few female addicts to come to his apartment who had trouble finding a vein to hit in. Because of this problem, she hit in the inner part of her thigh. He watched her greedily as she prepared to hit in the groin. She cooked up her dope in a large bottle top, almost burning her fingers when the top became too hot to hold, but not hot enough to make her drop her dope. She slowly rolled up a piece of cotton and dropped it inside the cooker. She drew the heroin up through the cotton. As her fingers moved delicately with the dropper, her eyes came up, and she caught Porky's eyes following her every motion. Her small mouth tightened sarcastically. She realized that he would continue to watch until she was finished, but she was far past the stage where she was concerned about such a small matter as a man looking under her dress. The only concern she had at the moment was whether or not she could get a hit. Without any embarrassment whatsoever, she pulled up her short skirt until it was above her hips, revealing the absence of panties, while displaying the tangled mass of dark hairs on her pubic mound. Anxiously, she began to run her finger up and down until she could feel the vein she was searching for. Without hesitation, she plunged the dull needle down into her groin. There was a blue-black scar on the inside of her thigh, which, at closer observation, was revealed to be needle marks from where she had hit before. In the middle of the track she plunged the needle into was a small abscess. As she pushed and pulled on the needle, trying to find the hit, pus ran out of the sore and down her leg. Porky watched the dark, fertile thighs with hunger. He had had Jean on many occasions, but she still aroused him with her complete disregard for what other people thought. He remembered the time she had put on a freak show with one of his large German police dogs. She had performed in the front room before everyone without any hesitation. Just the mention of the fourth of dope he was giving her set her right to work. The vivid picture of her and the dog on the floor came to his mind, and he grabbed himself and rocked back and forth. Small sounds of pleasure escaped from him as he imagined the dog between her black thighs. With an expression of exquisite pleasure, Jean sat back in her chair. She worked the dropper slowly, then let it fill back up with blood. When the blood reached the top of the dropper, she backed it up into her veins, working the blood in the dropper slowly as she jacked the works off. After she repeated this act over and over again, the junkie who had loaned her the works yelled, I done told you, bitch, not to stop up my works. You keep jacking them off, they're gonna show us hell stop up. Joe stood up and stared at her angrily. He was tall and thin, with dark features. His hair still held the accumulation of debris from where he had slept. Jean pulled the needle out slowly. A look of rapture filled her face. She looked up and noticed Porky holding himself and watching her. Her eyes filled with scorn. She opened her legs wide and scratched herself. Why don't you come over here, Porky, and let me rub some of this pussy up against your fat black face? She spoke in a slow, tantalizing voice, all the while rubbing the sides of her cunt